Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wait, Michael Irvin is playing Can't Do It?
Oh, man, I hope so.
That's the dream.
We dream.
But he...
We dream.
No, okay.
Michael Irvin and then Can't Do It.
Okay. Listen. Yeah. You want to talk about a Can't Do It.
That's a game right there.
It's the dream guy.
That's his life.
So, yeah. About
he's
this
lived
White House.
Life. Can't do it.
But you know what? It kind of is anyway.
Yeah,
kind of is anyway. Like, we haven't asked one yet that he shied away from.
Well, I mean, once you open that door into your life for everyone to see as a player, you don't ever have to close it again. You can answer everything and say, hey, I was that guy.
Yeah,
and he said he had $1 million book deal that he turned down. He hasn't written it yet. He didn't want his kids to know some of the stuff from back in the day, in his words.
But it's also
he shares a lot of stuff.
If you have addiction issues and you're actually serious about the addiction issues, about working on it, then the more open and brutally honest you are with yourself, the better.
Yeah. That's the only guy to this day that I was in the main hotel at the Super Bowl one year. I forgot where we were. I don't know, Houston or Phoenix or somewhere. And he steps off the elevator in an emerald green suit, holding a scepter. just as an adornment to his look.
He's a regal
a
dude.
Gold scepter that he's carrying.
You know what?
And I'm just thinking,
life goals.
At any point in my life could I possibly?
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Let alone the emerald green suit, but not sarcastically. Man. It's not a costume.
See, there are some things that should be part of society and are not anymore. What
people
is wrong?
Carrying a scepter and an orb.
Let's go.
He didn't have
back.
He didn't have the orb.
You can go for that if you want to see a lot of that.
Where? In
Milwaukee, Detroit, every year. Play as
you can go for that. We can go to a scepter store, like scepter.
No, I mean, I'm just talking about you can actually go
scepter,
see
scepters, right. Scepters
in the scepter
I'm
district.
I'm joking, Danny. Know what I'm talking about?
The old scepter district.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the documentary American Pimp?
Yes, I was thinking about it actually as you brought it up. Like people actually rocking and living it.
Every bit of
amazing,
disgusting, awesome, filthy, ridiculous, terrifying. Awesome again. Like, right. It goes through every,
all
like, you're sitting there like, oh, I shouldn't.
It's
shouldn't
dirty,
like,
but it's great.
I shouldn't like this guy right now. Like,
I kept waiting for my childhood friend to show up.
Well, he didn't get to that level.
No, he didn't.
He never ascended that level. He never got called to the show.
Yeah, a certain level of pimping you have to achieve before you can get onto the
Before you're willing to go on TV. You know?
This is what I do, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. Of course you can follow me around.
I will never stop being amazed at the Danny Parkins lack of musical knowledge.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
I know it's
just own it. It's not a bit.
What do you think I'm doing here?
If you didn't know the instrument. George Harrison plays.
Oh, a lot of you know what? That's kind of
guitar,
deep, actually.
Right?
Yeah, guitar. But that's
and sitar. He brought the raga influence into the Beatles music.
Now you're just showing off.
But
sure
no, I'm just saying, like, really?
I don't know what to tell you, man. It's a huge cultural blend.
I'm surprised Terry Hemmer didn't come here and start kicking your ass all over the place.
These guys are disgusted.
Breaking
like, every
your
time
head.
It comes up.
Yeah, like every once in a while, I just have to turn around and be like, Jay?
Yeah.
Jay,
yeah.
Help me.
I seriously imagine like Terry Hemmer breaking through the wall like the Kool-Aid guy and just putting a foot
well,
in your
I'm
ass.
Not, I'm that way with a lot of movies that are referenced on this station.
I am too. Sometimes.
You know? So it's like, I'm
we all have our things.
And you know what it is? Like, you'll hear someone talking about something that you have no interest in, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And then you bridge it.
Move it.
Now
yeah.
You get other guys who are like, you don't know that? And then just...
That's how people were with Ric Flair. That was like the whole Ric Flair
Well, that
thing.
Was funny, because you were in North Carolina at the time when he was at his most popular.
Mm.
And that was one of the three or four states that he pretty much owned. You know, Georgia, Florida,
sure.
North Carolina, that area. Like, that was hard for you to miss that. You know what I mean?
But he found a way.
Yeah, right. It's like kids growing up now. Like, man, who's this Chance guy? Everybody's talking
about.
You
got to realize that the Duke campus is not really North Carolina. That campus is the culture of that campus. I wouldn't say you would get.
But you guys went outside of it though.
Yeah, every once you know, once in a while.
You guys had television.
We'd stray out to Chapel Hill.
Yeah, but, you had television.
Yes, you know, we did. So, television.
So I would assume at some point.
And I also think when I was listening to that, you realize we're down to two Wilburys.
Yeah,
Harrison is gone. Petty is gone. Orbison is gone.
Yeah, Dylan and Jeff
Lynn.
I was going to make the same point.
What are we doing?
Me too.
We've got two surviving Wilburys that remain. So we have to protect our Wilburys at all costs.
It's easier to travel, you know? They can travel a lot smaller.
Less expensive traveling.
Yeah, traveling Wilburys.
The lower end.
You know, you can get an economy car now.
Sure,
you don't need the full-size car. You don't need the SUV.
Little Mini Cooper. For the Wilburys.
Dylan is like hunched over the wheel. Jeff Lynn poking at the GPS.
Where we going?
Campy, remember when these two guys were on the lower end of the demo?
No.
Dude, I used to listen to this guy Saturday mornings after Dr. Dean Adell would tell me about herpes and marijuana. And then I'd switch over to Bernsey.
That's how it happened.
I'd listen to Spiegel overnights every once in a while. Yeah. And, you know, hanging out with Fishman. But
sure.
Yeah, those are the days.
I listened to Dan when I was in high school.
Yeah,
it's one thing coming from Anthony Herron. I don't need to hear
it. I'm just saying, man. Like, this is all the worlds right here in one room.
You know, if I sound weird, I burned my tongue this morning.
Crackpipe?
No, exploding barbecue rib. I made a slab of ribs last night.
Is that like a local Thai place?
I had all but five of the ribs, so I microwaved them right before I left the house. Mm. And
For a little breakfast?
But there was like a pocket. Sure. There was a pocket in
classic
one of the
microwaved rib leftover breakfast.
Yes, sure. And I bit into it, and it exploded.
Jesus.
Right in the, like, exploded boiling rib juice, and it burned my tongue. So if I sound strange,
more so than normal,
or if I have trouble enunciating,
like George Bukowski, like Frozen George.
Yes,
that was our revelation for the last hour. Is that Frozen George McCaskey sounds a lot like singing Danny Parkins?
It was uncomfortable,
but accurate.
The scream, yeah.
I thought
why don't
you
just
gonna...
throw in the oven?
Just to heat up a leftover?
Yeah,
throw them in some aluminum foil.
It's tough to be patient enough to use the oven these days.
No, I get this impatient standing in front of the microwave.
Mm. Probably
let's go
snap
your fingers. It should be warm.
Yeah.
Now, do you use the express buttons or do you put your time in? This is the kind of person. You can tell what kind of person someone is when you... Express buttons?
Well, express buttons all the way.
Actually, we got to...
Even if it doesn't need it.
Here's the thing.
And then you'll stop it early.
Anything under 30, I hit 30.
And just let it ride for the 30?
No, and just open
stop it.
And open it when it's
now,
ready.
Now, do you clear? Or do you come back to it where there's 7 seconds left?
I always come back to it.
Well, no, because
I don't make bed. I got a lot of unfinished business all over the place.
Now, for instance,
the microwave is for the time, Danny. Come on.
Now, for instance,
I'm walking past. It can't be 7 seconds a clock.
I got cable.
If I need to put something in for 5.5 minutes, I hit the 5 and then I hit the add 30. Like I don't even know what button I'm supposed to hit first. Time cook or something, but I don't even know where it is.
I used to get so mad at my mother because my mom would throw stuff in the microwave and put odd seconds on it. Mm. If she throws things 71 seconds. I'm like, what the hell are you like? What for what?
Like it just felt like that was what it was.
Is there a mom gene that's going on? That's like, all right, 71 seconds will be perfect for this dish.
Well, I got a great life hack during when we did Tales of Laziness. And one guy called in, and if you remember, and I've used this ever since, because sometimes tales of laziness can also be life hacks.
Gems.
He said he will always do a single digit. He'll always do like 2-2-2 if he's doing it at a specific time, or 3-3-3, or just because you don't have to move your finger anywhere else.
Respect, honestly.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, that's perfect.
It's not. Yeah, it is.
You don't
want
to spend extra calories.
Really here, right? Why do 1-0 when you could just do 1-1? And you don't have to move your finger down to the 0.
This is where we're going. It reminds me of the Patton Oswalt bit about standing in front of the wall of lean cuisines in the frozen section. Like, oh, Swedish meatballs. That looks interesting. And he takes it out. I was like, heat for 2 minutes, then pull out
unwrap.
And pull. Oh, forget it.
Like millennials get blamed for being lazy, but we can all relate to that.
But first of all, lean cuisine.
There's two steps to a lean cuisine.
Forget it. The idea of lean cuisine in itself is ridiculous because the actual Stouffer's in the red boxes are better, the same price, and right next to it. So
they don't have but any they, calories.
Right, exactly. But, aren't they not as healthy?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
No, Lean Cuisine is a complete lie. All they did was put it in a white box and take out a little bit of the salt.
That's the only difference. Oh,
yeah.
Well, if there's not salt, then it's healthy, and,
right? Jake, what are you talking
about? I'm not a nutritionist here.
Salt's not bad for you.
I mean, I don't know.
Unless you have a specific issue.
And look, it is about
cardiovascular
time.
Issue, the number one killer of men.
Yeah, if you have
hypertension.
Right, if you have unless you have something salt specific,
you're going to lose
the body
foot.
Does a pretty good job regulating your sodium levels.
Speaking of the beatus, did you guys see Jay Cutler have diabetes at night last night?
Dude,
did you see
except
that
for the last two drives?
He is.
But that the interception before the half.
It's performance art.
It was like, you know, if I could draw up a Jay Cutler interception, 40 seconds left in the half, in your own territory, choosing one receiver, staring him down the entire way, the audacity to think you can throw it through Luke Kuechly.
And then not caring.
And
then not caring.
It's, you know what it is?
And then you give up points, and you're like, oh, I guess it's, whatever.
It's seeing your ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend complain about things on Facebook. it's like, yep. Enjoy, player.
She's still nagging.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Right? Like, that formula ain't gonna change, bro. I tried to warn you.
He was
like, I went against the he doesn't care things, even when players were like, yo, your man doesn't care out there. And then you watch it in someone else's uniform, you're like, yo, he really does. He's got no F's left to give.
He came back, he got his money guaranteed, and
The last two drives, Tanny was talking about it in the production studio. Last two drives, he's like, oh, okay, yeah, time for me to be the best quarterback in the NFL these last two drives. He's throwing darts all over the field. Like, God. What the hell is going on?
Welcome to our world.
Like, that robot is still that robot. It doesn't matter. Don't matter the uniform. Doesn't matter how old he is. Doesn't matter the beaties, anything. There is no more true two-outcome quarterback in the NFL's history than Mr. Interception / Mr. Great.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
Mr. Fourth Quarter.
That's it.
He's kind of respect not caring about it to the point that he just has no interest in changing. Like, he is the same quarterback that he was in Denver.
Back
like, when you guys
throws?
Were celebrating getting him, he is the exact same player.
Yeah, dude.
Same dude.
You know what I always think about? I think about how bad he was when I watched him finish a Pro Bowl that was actually a game. Like, and it was when he was in Denver. It was his last thing he did as a Bronco. And it was like he had to lead a 2-minute drive in a Pro Bowl. And he went out and threw 4 incompletions. And they weren't close to anybody.
He's already got a beer cracked on the sidelines.
I know it's just a Pro Bowl. But I remember sitting there watching, like, man, that doesn't look like a quarterback I want. And then, like, 9 years later, he still had
his
moments.
Scouting a Pro Bowl.
Watching those throws. I know the lady who bought his house. And Jay didn't clean up when he left the house on the market. So she said there's just a room with cigarette butts and everything.
Oh, that's right.
He had a room that he just went into, did his thing, and couldn't bring it around the rest of the house.
That's like the Robert Swift story in
Not
Seattle.
Not exactly. Robert Swift kind of...
Robert Swift, hear that story
vagrant,
his house?
A millionaire vagrant.
Like animals
much.
Living in his basement.
Oh, in the whole house.
And bullet holes everywhere. Yeah,
that's cigarettes indoors.
But the best part is
the cans of
Loco left everywhere.
Well,
like you really
he's the reason why you couldn't let people in the NBA straight out of high school anymore. They was like, what? If the white guy's doing this, come on now. We're really going a little bit too far.
Robert, think about what the black guys will
exactly.
do.
He's like, wow, we can have enough Corleone Youngs, but when this starts happening to the youth of America, we need to stop it. I don't even think, did he play?
Swift?
Yeah,
a little
he
bit.
I know he's with the Sonics, but did he actually play?
Yes.
He did.
I have family in New York that are big Knicks fans, live near the Garden, have gone for years.
What a game list.
And they are, we were all texting this morning, my brother said, like, man, Carmelo leaving was the best thing that's happened to this organization in a long time. Like, same guys. Mm-hmm. Some of the same guys who were playing like they didn't give a
they
shit.
They got to move the ball.
They're so passionate. They're playing defense. They're just, like, they're so
they're
pumped.
Into it.
They're so into it, all of them. And, like, even Enes Kanter defending the little French Chiquitina to LeBron. But the whole thing. But it's interesting, the removal of Carmelo, effect it's had on some people.
Yeah, because you asked a veteran to rebuild when you told him you were going to go for it.
Right.
And he didn't
want
to be about that.
Sour atmosphere.
Yeah, so you move on, and then you see the unicorn doing his thing. Last night was a game where they forgot that the unicorn was on the team because they got up by 20, though. I watched that game, and you could see everybody, Tim Hardaway Jr. is throwing up threes. Everybody's having a blast, and I'm like, just wait. You know, at some point, you're going to have to give the ball to the best player on the court. And by the time they wanted to, LeBron had already taken over the game. Kyle Korver making defensive plays down the stretch. That was a fun game. That they were down 23 points.
That was your crazy Korver game. You know, you get three or four of those a year.
18 in the fourth.
Yep.
And he was playing deep, too. Like, Kyle was doing some things on defense. That Cavs thing is still icky, though. That thing is still problematic on a lot of
They don't have enough good athletes to field a good defensive unit.
They have a playoff team. But the problem is they're gonna have to scramble to be a top two team. They don't want to be third, because third you're messing around and you might get that seventh game against the number one seed, which could be Boston or somebody right. like that, Washington. But they got enough to be in the top three. They're trying to get top two, and you're gonna have to push it. You're gonna have to redline it because Derek not being there, and they got some holes on that second grouping. Tristan being hurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tristan being hurt hurts them a lot, because that's what killed them the other night. Yeah. No rebounding.
Yeah, they got no rim protector, and they're awful defensive team as it is.
So. And I don't know what the solution is defensively.
And I don't know why J.R. Smith, for as athletic and long as he is, he should be a better defender.
He does, when he wants to, he'll do it. But right.
Better playoff defender than regular season defender.
Right, exactly. There's no question. Yeah. And so is LeBron.
And
the thing is, they have to avoid needing LeBron to expend too much energy in regular season games.
He led the league in minutes last year.
Right. Yeah.
He's going to have to do it again this year.
It's crazy.
That's the opposite
of what you're supposed to have built
around. There were so many terrific games on last night. Last night was a great league pass night for me. My lady's out of town, so I just look at the kid. I'm like, there's a bottle where you and I are going to watch basketball for the next 4 hours. And it was a lot of
Sixers,
fun,
the Lakers, the T-Wolves look good. Jimmy Butler, if you start looking at it, that was such a Tom Thibodeau minutes distribution there where it's like, here's my five, you're young
go
men.
Run. Yeah, go run. Yeah. Yeah. I watch Nuggets and Trailblazers because I like watching Damian Lillard play anytime I can. I mean, the league is in a great place right now. We talk about the young players that are in Major League Baseball and the war thing that we talked about, where half the league leaders a couple of seasons ago were 25
and under.
You look at where the league is for the scores right now and the play and the PER guys.
Mm-hmm.
25 and under is killing the league right now. Like the old guys are gonna have their say in the playoffs, but the league's in a really really good place with youth and Sam Hinkie. Sam Hinkie squad
trust
is out
the
there.
Process.
He knows it too.
Balling,
he's a fun Twitter troll.
Balling.
These days.
And there are, I don't here's follow
the
Sam
thing.
Is he getting it on?
There are so few unwatchable NBA teams. You know, the past couple, sometimes games, they're like, oh, I don't need this on my television. You know, so on that list right now.
Even the bad teams have a player you want to watch right
now.
Yeah,
but I mean, maybe the Atlanta Hawks, maybe the Pacers don't float your boat. But there's.
Oladipo's playing like you back in Indiana.
Looks good. But most nights in a national game, like, oh, there's something there you want to see.
I'm enjoying it.
And it's up 15%?
Mm-hmm.
The ratings early, regular season ratings
and
up 15%.
And did you read Stan Van Gundy in Time Magazine?
No.
Stan put it on the line.
Stan put it out there. And it's an
along the same line
academic.
Steve Curry,
yeah, but this
Popovich.
Was.
I've heard him do interviews like that with Lebatard. They know each other in South Beach. He's great on it.
This has been a good look
for
the NBA.
Wonderful work by Stan Van Gundy. And I'm putting it out there. I want a Stan Van Gundy stuffed animal. I want to
just put pants on your Ron Jeremy stuff.
I just give it 4 years.
I want the little thing, I can have the little reading
Stan's
glasses on and the just kind of a little rumpled and just like the perfect shape. I need that in my life.
Yeah. Wait for him to die and then just go all psycho and
Stan pretty
put him
much
in the corner.
Taking the controversial stance of if you're an American, you should want all Americans to have equal rights.
That's ridiculous
stance.
That won't work.
Yeah. No, because I'm more American than other people who aren't more American as I am because I didn't serve in the military, but I like the military and the flag.
Well, what I like, though, in that piece is he outlined the actual nuts and bolts of what so many of these athletes are asking for in actual changes to the law that would benefit everybody and benefit every taxpayer.
Right.
And talking about what cash bail is doing and what some of the mandatory minimum sentences are doing.
But he's a basketball coach.
But
go coach basketball with your hoodlum ruffians.
And he's brought speakers in to talk to the players and listen to them. And he's listening to the players and has been for some time and just reading along with what the actual ramifications of positive policy changes would be. That's all you got to do. It's not. It has nothing to do with the military. It has to do with public policy.
Malcolm Jenkins and those guys doing good work. And Colin Kaepernick gets, oh my God,
the
Twitter,
GQ?
Twitter yesterday.
Have some fun with that cover, did they?
Oh my God. Twitter yesterday was as nasty as I've seen it in a very long time, because of course they had their they passed out the mission statement. All right, you have to talk about J.J. Watt and his $37 million of hurricane relief
led by Brittany Henry.
Yeah, we gotta combat this Colin Kaepernick thing with our guy J.J. Watt. It's like, come on, man. Like, all right, you for real right now? Like, let's back it up a little bit. You know, hurricane relief is definitely necessary, and J.J. Watt did a great thing.
A heroic thing, yeah, of course.
An awesome thing, dude.
Yeah.
He was, what, he's 250 grand was his goal at the beginning? 500,000?
Yeah, it was like 30 million?
And then $37
million.
$37 million. That's crazy. Like, shout out to him. He did a great thing, but it's like, you can't also want better for the country when there aren't tragedies that are hitting us.
Ah, good old whataboutism.
Yeah, that is so wild. So, yeah, Stan Van Gundy and the GQ cover. There was a lot going on Twitter yesterday during our Bears Monday, but we didn't get to it.
What do you guys got today?
Wow. We are going to go through some of the John Paxson media session from yesterday in the 2 o'clock hour.
Little Fred Hoiberg from today added into that?
Sure. Oh, but a lot of sound here, because this team is so relentlessly weird and incredibly passive-aggressive. How many sports teams have you been around? Tried to manipulate.
Look upstairs.
I mean, the passive aggressiveness that goes on. Then Matt Miller at 3 on football. Adam Kramer, college football, 3:40. We'll do In Other News at 4. Chris Spatola will preview the college basketball games here tonight. Hub is at 5. It's on at 5:30. A very, very busy day of information and entertainment.
They are Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.